Right now, it's time for our Tibbetts Talk. And of course, throughout the summer, the Tibbetts not in the building, closed for performances at the theater under the governor's order for indoor facilities. So they took it to another level, obviously, outdoors at the ponds with all those outdoor performances for summer theater. But while things weren't happening inside the building performance-wise, there were some things happening to the building. And joining us, Christine Delaney, who's executive director of the Tibbetts, but also Mike Beckwith, who chairs the building committee for the Tibbetts. Mike and Chris, it kind of a busy summer of things going on. One that we've heard high kind of profile was the fire sprinkler monitoring system, right?
Yes, correct.
It's just about done. They're in there yesterday, and I think they're finishing up today.
So give us a kind of an overview of what that project was and where the funding for that came from.
Well, I'll talk about where it came from. I'll let Chris talk about the funding. Earlier this summer, we had a leak, came in and had a leak, and it was in that sprinkler system. And it didn't do major damage, but there was some damage downstairs. But as it was being repaired, was suggested to us, you know, there should be a monitoring system, because if this should happen, you know, in a different place in the building, you could have a mess and not know it. So we said, yeah, that makes sense. So we did pursue that, what it would take. We not only had to repair the system, but then put that in. And I can't tell you the numbers or where the money came from, but Chris can do that. So
the whole project was just over $8,000, and more than half of it came from the Branch County Men Who Give. So we're grateful. In fact, it was a member of that group, Patrick Kelly, who is the one who suggested that this was even a thing. There are two reasons why the sprinkler system in the theater would fill up, because it's a dry system. One is if there's a leak in the system, and then we would have water damage. And the other, of course, is if there's a fire. And if there's a fire, we need to know right away. And if we don't know the system's triggered, then there could have been a whole lot of damage before we even were triggered. So I also understand Coldwater Rotary will be coming through with a donation for that. And the rest is just from Tibbetts operational funds.
It seems like that has happened. We've had some issues, and people have come forward.
Yeah. Well, the building built in 1882, obviously way back then, they didn't have the electricity throughout the building. And so really, since that time, it's been a continual upgrade of the electrical system. And there was more of that going on this summer, too, right?
Yes, and that was very, very crucial. A lot of the equipment is old, and was old when we got it, I think, as I look at Chris and she shakes her head. And it was single-phase power, and we could no longer get any kind of parts or anything. If any of that failed, we'd be out of business. We even had some newer stuff, but it was three-phase power. So we had to get three-phase power into the building. And that was somewhat of a challenge, too, because we had to think about ongoing renovations to the future. We didn't want to do anything that in a few years we had to redo. So that process, and I think that's done, too. And again, the money, I think, was several sources again.
Yeah, that was a huge project, and actually is technically considered part of our restoration project, because it is a piece that had to be done before. I mean, nothing else that we're doing in the building makes sense if we don't take care of that one. And so that was a large grant that we received. It was a $140,000 project, and about half of it came from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Fortunately, the rest of it came from funds that we had left from restoration. We were very fortunate when we did the facade back in 2013 that we came in under budget, and we had a number of pledges that continued to come in after the project was done. So that allowed us some of that funding that we needed to get the electric up to snuff.
All right. Well, people think about, of course, the building itself, the theater on Hanchett Street. You've got the offices right there at the corner of Grand and US 12. But also, you've got the scene shop, which is obviously a huge piece of what has to happen for any of the backstage stuff. And over the years, you've had great support from Branch County Community Theater and the Coldwater Rotary for maintaining that.
That is a huge, like you said, people don't even think about it, but all of the sets that we do for all of the summer shows, the high school uses it, Quincy sometimes uses the stuff, Rotary stores all of their equipment there, all of our Tibbetts Young Audiences shows, the sets, the props are all stored and built in that building. So it's very important to us, and it was flooding. The landscape of the land around the building wasn't very good, and every winter or spring, we would get the snow built up and it would all melt into the building and then freeze up and then melt and freeze. So it was a rather treacherous situation in the springtime. So Parish Excavating came in and took care of that, and they put in a drainage, proper drainage for it, and rebuilt a real driveway rather than just grass and some stones thrown in. So that's, again, just a small, it was a one-day project, but again, just really important to the operations and keeping things efficient at the theater.
Well, people aren't able to see the stuff on the inside right now. They will actually get have a walk through, a chance to do it when you have the virtual auction and the silent auction, a chance to go through and see some of these things too, like some of the minor things like painting and repairs inside the theater that have been going on too, right?
Right, and there's a couple of those and some outside as well. That whole facade, part of that being done was a regular inspection, repair, and keep it painted and so forth. And then doing that in this past year, way up the parapets. They were not weathering very well. But, of course, that takes a big extension to get up there, and those needed to be repainted. And I don't know if that's been done yet or not.
That comes up in later this month.
Right, right. So, and then there was some, you know, it's an old building, and there's some places in the basement area where there was some leaks and needed some repair and some painting, and that's kind of ongoing. Those things are kind of pop up all the time on that older theater, and most people may not notice it, but it's ongoing.
Yeah. And it's an advantage, fortunately, since we aren't open, that we get to just, you know, paint and leave stuff there and move it to the next location. We've painted floors, we've painted a couple of walls, you know, railings, just little things that you may not have even noticed, but when you're sitting there staring at an empty building, you start realizing, oh, well, we could do that, and we can do that. And
well, it's like renovating a vacant house. It makes it a little bit easier from that standpoint. Now, when people do come back again, by the way, we're talking to Mike Beckwith from the Building Committee at the Tibbetts, and Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts, on our Tibbetts Talk. When people do come back, and we're fingers crossed, obviously, that will be sometime soon, you've also made some other accommodations, and of course you did all throughout the summer as far as safety concerns with COVID-19, but also upgrading the air quality in the building to make it safer for folks as well, right?
Right, and I'm not really sure. I think it was where that came from. I think it was just because of the COVID thing and how can we prepare, and we learned that there was a system of UV light that you could put in the air circulating system that would have a real impact on correcting and eliminating those problems. And again, that's another thing we have approved or recommend to the board to approve, and I'm not sure where that project is
well,
either.
Well, the unit's on order. Everything's kind of backtracked and trying to catch up with the high demand right now.
Yeah. It's not perfect, but I know I've begun to see there's so much news on this COVID that, you know, air filtration and air circulation is very important inside. So it was a logical thing to look at, and we found it was a reasonably inexpensive thing to do that would help, again, increase the safety and the cleanliness of the air.
Yeah, well, not necessarily the flashy stuff, but stuff that needs to be done. And again, with those kinds of things, making people feel safer when they come back to the building, which, again, fingers crossed that it comes sometime soon. Other members of the building committee, you know, Rick Merrill and Hal Baird, Andy Bracey, Jim White, and Dave Brown from the staff of the Tibbetts as well, in addition to Mike, who's the chair, and Chris, who's the executive director of the Tibbetts. Thanks for the update. It's always kind of interesting to find out, again, what's going on behind the scenes, because mostly we talk about what goes on stage, and the next big thing will be obviously the online auction coming up for the Tibbetts as well. Thanks for checking in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
That's Mike Beckwith and Christine Delaney on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.